أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. سلام قولا من رب رحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ayah described to us the activities, the joy and the happiness that the people of paradise will experience. إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغُلٍ فَاكِهُونَ. And we have learned that the happiness, the joy, the ecstasy will be such that it will be of a nature that was never experienced before. The highest level of joy and happiness and comfort that they will experience, and it will be ongoing. There will be no end to it. It will be continuous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayahs says that salam, a greeting of peace. Salam will be a greeting of peace. Salam, this expression will be given to the people of paradise. Qawlan, it will be a statement, min Rabbir Rahim, from a merciful and a very kind Rabb in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the moment when Allah azza wa jal will greet the people of paradise in general. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sheds light on this moment, and he says that while the people of paradise will be so engrossed in all the activities and the comfort and the pleasures and luxuries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoyed them in paradise, they will be completely immersed by that. And all of a sudden, they will realize and they will notice this bright light and noor that will appear above their head. And almost immediately they will lift their heads to inspect where this light is coming from. And they will realize that it is Allah who has uncovered and who has removed the veils between himself and the people of paradise. SubhanAllah, that moment when looking at Allah directly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by the Sahaba, will we see Allah directly? Will we see Allah? Will we be able to behold Allah's being and His dhat? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, do you experience any difficulty in seeing the full moon on a full moon night? They said, no difficulty at all. Everyone, regardless of where he is, can see the full moon in all its brightness and brilliance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, similarly, you will all be able to easily see your Allah openly in all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grandeur and His majesty. That is how you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they lift their heads to inspect where this light is coming from, they will realize that it is Allah who has made His appearance. That moment when they are looking at Allah will be so captivating, and they'll be so captivated by what they're seeing and what they are observing, and the pleasure and the joy will be of such a nature that they will forget all that they were engaged in. Now remember earlier we said what level of joy they will be experiencing. Imagine the comforts, imagine the pleasures, all the activities that will be there for them. But immediately they will forget all of that by one look at Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gaze towards them, and their gazes will be transfixed on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at that point Allah will say, Salamun alaykum ya ahli jannah. Greetings to you, O people of paradise. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to over here. Salam. They will receive a greeting, a salam from the Allah. It will be one statement from a very kind Rabb. And they will continue looking at Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow them to enjoy that moment for as long as He wishes. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will once again pull the veil between Himself and the people of paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next verse, He speaks about al-mujrimun. Al-mujrimun, the criminals, the sinners, the disobedient ones, those who violated the commandments of Allah, those who did not believe in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will be addressed. وَامْتَابُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ O criminals, O evil ones, get apart, separate yourself, that is from the believers. When we all wake up on the day of Qiyamah, and when we are raised from our graves, we will all wake up scattered and mixed up. We will not be immediately categorized into different groups and categories. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says elsewhere in the Quran, كَأَنَّهُمْ جَرَادٌ مُنْتَشِرٌ When we come out from our graves and when we are resurrected, we will be like scattered locusts, just all over the place, mixed up. But then, as the day progresses, the day of Qiyamah, people will be categorized and people will be placed in groups according to their deeds and according to their actions. So you will find that the disbelievers will then be told to move away from the believers and to get apart from them, and they will be placed in one group. The believers will be placed in a separate group, the hypocrites in a different group. Then amongst the believers, based on their actions and so on and so forth, people will be categorized into different groups and into different categories. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمِ Allah will address, or the angels will address, the criminals and the disbelievers, separate yourself, get apart, O criminals. Do not mix yourself with the believers. أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمْ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ Did I not advise you? Did I not instruct you? Did I not direct you that you should not worship the devil, O Banu Adam, O children of Adam? Worshipping of the devil does not necessarily mean directly worshipping Shaitan and being a Satanist. But worshipping the devil refers to engaging in those deeds that Shaitan would want you to do. For example, worshipping Allah, what does worshipping Allah mean? Worshipping Allah, living your life the way Allah wants you to live it. And the opposite of that, doing what Allah does not want you to do, is worshipping the devil, because that is what the devil wants you to do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, did I not advise you and strongly instruct you and direct you that you should not worship the devil? إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ Because he is certainly an open enemy to you. وَنِعْبُدُونِي Did I not direct you and instruct you that you should worship me alone? هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ This is the straight way and the straight path. وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly, the devil, he has misled amongst the humankind a large number, a huge number, most of humankind. In fact, the devil has succeeded in misguiding them and misleading them. أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْقِلُونَ Could you not apply your mind? Could you not think? Could you not reason? Could you not see that what the devil invites you to is a path of destruction? هذه جهنم This is جهنم التي كنتم تعدون That you have been repeatedly and consistently promised and warned about إصلوها اليوم Enter it today بما كنتم تكفرون Because of your disbelief اليوم نختم على أفواههم Allah says on this day the day of Qiyamah we will place a seal on their mouths وتكلمنا أيديهم Their hands will speak to us وتشهد أرجلهم Their feet will testify against them, bima kanu yaktibun, and it will speak of all which they had earned. And we know this will happen on the day of Qiyamah, where our mouths will be sealed, and certain people, their mouths will not be able to utter a single word. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the other limbs of the body the ability to speak. So the hands will speak of the crimes that were committed and the sins that were committed through the hand. The feet in a similar manner. Allah says even the skin of insan will be given the ability to communicate and to speak out against the perpetrator and against the person.